yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So what I'm hearing is at some point in time, there was some self-work that happened. There's some reflection and some self-mastery that happened along this journey. Talk a little bit about that, because everything that you just said doesn't just happen. It comes from somewhere. So talk a little bit about the genesis of that as it pertains to Brandon West and that journey of becoming to building this out to the vision and executing it in your business.
Dude, journey is such a good word. Journey is such a good word, because that's what it is. Purpose, I have found, is this very brave, small step that we move with understanding that it's a long-term commitment, a long road to walk down to really try and figure out what it's all about. And even in the middle of that, I'm finding most recently in my own life that even in the middle of that very long journey, purpose in the middle of it can also become its own form of an idol, something that we focus on so much that we tie our identity to our purpose. And what's so interesting is it's close, but it's not the thing. Purpose is really just a vehicle to accomplish love. What's my purpose? It's to love. So for me, it's a long, long journey. When I started the company, I was just texting my dad this morning, asking for a picture that he sent me several years ago when I started to tell the story on a different podcast about our journey in purpose in the inception and the genesis of the company. Our first mission statement ever was to make the internet a better place by helping companies to look good and get found online. And about 6 months into that mission statement, I just thought to myself, if that was written on my tombstone, if your mission statement was written on your tombstone, could you write over that picture of that tombstone? Could you write over it a life worth living, or would it be a life that was wasted? And for me, to make the internet a better place, life wasted. And so my dad sent me this Photoshop picture that he found of a graveyard, and onto the gravestone, he wrote in, made the internet a better place, and it just wrote RIP, and then this big red cross through it. And I said, Dad, I want you to resend that to me, because that was so our first attempt at like, what's mission? What's our purpose? We've changed our mission statement now 3 times. So we've had 4 different mission statements since the inception of this company, because we've gone deeper and deeper and deeper into what is our why? What is a reason that's worth getting out of bed for in the morning? When the markets are crashing, when my life is in shambles, I don't even know what to, my to-do list is so long, I could write an encyclopedia of the thing. What makes getting out of bed worth it in the morning for leaders? Because leadership's hard. Leadership is exhausting. Leading a business is hard. People, I want to be a leader. You don't even know what you're asking, son. And so we're just learning more and more of that. I think for me, some of my self-mastery has just been embracing what purpose looks like in my role. 3 years ago, we had grown to such a size that I had delegated so much of my roles and responsibilities away. I was walking in going, what do I do here again? I had delegated so much away. People are like, oh, well done. A leader worth following. Delegation is such a great leadership quality. Yeah, until you're like looking at it and you're just like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do when I wake up tomorrow morning. And I went to my leadership team. I shared this with my executive team. I said, here's what I'm struggling with. And they were like, we know exactly what you're supposed to do here, Brandon. I was like, well, please tell me. You're supposed to guard our purpose. And this is where my journey has been for the last few years of realizing the leader's primary job inside of an organization isn't just come up with the next revenue strategy, come up with the next thing. You know, people get burnt out by that junk. Like, people need a reason worth working for. An executive leader's primary job is to figure out what their purpose is and then keep every single freaking person focused on that as much as you possibly can. You ever seen the cat gif before with the little cat sitting at the computer and the cat, somebody's like got the cat's arms, he's banging on the keyboard? That's most people's jobs every single day around the whole world. Walk in, bang on the keyboard, clock out, go home, sleep, come back in, bang on the keyboard, clock out. Every single day. We say at FOS that purpose or vision, your reason, your why, unfortunately, it leaks. It's like a cup with a little hole in the bottom and you can't fill the hole. You've tried. You can't fill the hole. It leaks out. And so your only option is to pour more water in over and over and over again. I bought these things recently. I'm the dumbest person ever. This was $35, okay? So it smells so good. It's a reed diffuser. It smells so good. It was $35. And I'm like, man, was it worth it? What's interesting is when you put one of these things together, right, you pour in the oil and you take the reeds and you stick them in. And then every couple of days, you got to take them out, flip over the reeds, and put them back in so that the smell keeps going through the office. An executive leader's job is to flip the reeds over, over and over and over again. You got to walk in and remind people, here's what we're doing. Here's why. Flip the reeds over, over and over and over again inside of an organization to keep that why central because it's leaking out of your bucket.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.